USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown has no end in sight as a debate continues over $5 billion for President Trump's border wall. The House has passed a funding bill including the $5 billion that President Trump's demanding, but it doesn't have enough votes yet to pass in the Senate, where Democrats are standing firm. Mercedes Schlapp is a White House spokeswoman.
They are not willing to budge, at least at this point, in terms of providing funds for physical barrier in that area.
Meanwhile, the Senate's created its own bill that doesn't have funding for the wall. The earliest any bill could pass would be on Thursday, as the Senate's adjourned till then. Rescue efforts continue in Indonesia, where over 300 people are dead after a tsunami that was sparked by an underwater volcano. About 1,000 people are injured. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Going to be a wet Christmas starting today across much of the western U.S. as driving conditions are dangerous and will be through tomorrow. Rain drenching the west coast, heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Texas and Oklahoma will get showers. Airlines reminding passengers to be patient this holiday season as they're still preparing for a record number of travelers. The trade group Airlines for America says the carriers are expecting over 45 million passengers to fly to their Christmas and New Year's destinations. That's more than 5% higher than last year. The family of a South Florida woman is suing Airbnb after she was killed in Costa Rica while celebrating her 36th birthday there in November. A 32-year-old Nicaraguan man is a prime suspect and is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Iran says it's not worried about a U.S. aircraft carrier that's now sailing in the Persian Gulf. The USS John C. Stennis arriving in the region late Friday amid increasing tensions between Tehran and Washington. An Iranian military commander telling local media hours ago that the aircraft carrier's presence is insignificant. He also said Iran is prepared to respond if the ship was to enter its territorial waters or was to pose a threat, but that the Americans lack the courage to do anything. The holidays are a time for searching random stuff on the internet. SatelliteInternet.com has rounded up the top Christmas time searches for every state on Google, results showing people in Texas wondering, quote, is the Grinch real? Alaskans are asking, what is Christmas? Police in Wyoming are wondering about a Kardashian Christmas card, and folks in Rhode Island are looking for some holiday love with their search for Tinder. Amazon saying that Tinder also happens to be the most Googled Christmas term for the entire United States. And Aquaman is swimming to the top of North America's movie box office as the new Warner Brothers superhero picture is this week's number one movie. When you're online, you can find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.